In this beautiful little gospel of Luke, brothers and sisters, we have that glimpse into the heart of Christ, the heart of a God who became man, and it's one of only two instances in the gospels where we know of Jesus weeping, where it was recorded. There's this time where he wept over Jerusalem as he was approaching the holy city, and there was the other time when he wept over the death of Lazarus as he entered into the suffering, the reality of death in our lives and the pain that that brings, and then he raised him, of course. But here he's weeping over Jerusalem. Why? Because he saw what was about to happen to it, that number one, Jerusalem, the chosen city, and his chosen people, many of them, were not going to accept him, and that strife would ensue, and it was only less than 40 years later when Jerusalem was completely sacked. And so these prophetic words came true in just 40 years when stones were tumbled in that great city. But that's not exactly or the only thing that he's talking about. What is Jesus talking about? What brings sadness to the heart of Christ? It's a lack of peace. He comes to bring peace. Now, remember, there are two ways to look at peace. One is seeing peace as simply the absence of war. And that is true. That is peace. But there's another peace, and they're connected. And it's the peace that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit, that deep consolation, contentment, resting of the human heart. What brings that about? Jesus says it's the peace that will come when you recognize the visitation of whom? The presence of God in the world and in very special ways, intimately in our lives. So Jesus, in a sense, you could say he's showing us two things. Number one, the sadness in his heart over strife and discord. And that's a strife and discord, a lack of peace that comes because of a lack of awareness of God's presence. And as he's looking over Jerusalem, he sees it's good, both are coming. They didn't know that their God was there to save them. Some got it, not all. And he would see that that leads to a very bad place. So the heart of God today reveals to us again how much he desires and how much we are to pray for and enter into his heart for peace. And we know it now, don't we? It's visceral now as after what has just happened, and we need to enter into that. But to know that our contribution begins here. Our contribution to peace in the world begins with that peace, which is a fruit of the Holy Spirit that comes from knowing what? Knowing the visitation. What visitation? That God is here, that he has my life taken care of. That's where it begins, because when that peace goes, then strife comes in my family, in my relationships, in my office. But if I know God's got me, what's there? What can dislodge this? What can bring discontentment? If I begin to more deeply contemplate and understand, Jesus has everything figured out for me. He has everything taken care of. What does Jesus want for us? He wants peace in this world, absolutely. But the deepest thing, the first thing, and the thing always that he desires is that peace in our heart. It comes from knowing what? He loves us, and he's coming here, running to us. We are his people, and he comes to visit us again today. Let our hearts be at rest, and let us pray today in a very special way for peace, especially in those parts of the world where there is not peace. And in those hearts, those who do not yet know Jesus, where there is not that peace that he wants to bring to them and to us.